Hey there, just a quick reminder, we have a mentorship program if you're looking for personalized coaching and mentorship to help guide you to the next level of your interior design business, whatever that might look like for you, whether it's processes and procedures or what services to offer to how to incorporate wellness, intention, or spirituality into your projects. Come join us over at designcoven.com/join. Or if you're just in search to connect with other like-minded interior designers, you can join our free community, also located at designcoven.com/join. You're listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. This is a podcast that guides you as a new or inspiring independent interior designer navigating your entrepreneurial path. Here, with my over 20 years experience, I will share my holistic approach to design with intention and ancient practices, including feng shui, all incorporating mind, body, and spirit into my design projects. You will also learn from seasoned interior designers as they give strategies and insight of how they built their businesses and continue to work in the field. Together, we will discover supportive trade partners, new ideas, creatives, and inspiring artists from around the world. I am your host, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hey there, welcome back to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about what's coming up for April and then my hiring process. I'm in the middle of hiring a paid intern, so I wanted to share a little bit about that with all of you, because I know some of you might be coming into that world as well or hoping to in the future. So to get started, I'm going to go ahead and light our candle, creating sacred space here. And then I'm pulling from the Cosmo Tarot deck. Let's just see what we've got. So today our card is the Emperor, and this is so perfect. We're coming into Aries season in this month. This is all about taking charge, being in our authority, being in power, channeling that divine masculine energy and taking charge of our business. And with that, I want to start with April. I want to share what is happening this month within the Design Coven. And of course, we do have a free community membership along with a pro membership. So all of our official Design Coven meetings are virtual that come with your membership. And our first meeting of the month is happening on April 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And that is through Mystic Circle. So every month we've got Mystic Circle, which is all about connecting with your intuition, sharpening your intuition as a skill set for your business. And we're diving into our psychic abilities. Everybody has a psychic ability, and we're going to discover which one is yours. So there's 8 main ones, and we're going to take a look at what each one is, how you can strengthen that ability, tap into which one is yours or which, you know, few are yours, and how to strengthen them for your business. And then we've got our new moon intention setting gathering, which is open to everyone. So Mystic Circle is for pro membership. And then our new moon gathering that happens every month is completely free to all of our community members. You just have to sign up to be part of our community. And we will gather on the 9th to tap into our intentions for the month. So this is also a time where we can all get together as a huge group, share our projects that we're currently working on, and then share what we want to bring forward into this month or what we want to focus on so that we can hold each other accountable. And that right now is happening at 9 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Daylight Savings. I did put a poll in the Design Coven community asking if we want to change times on things, just trying to discover if there's a certain time that works best for everyone so that we can get the most people there. All of these meetings are on Zoom, and they're all recorded so you can re-watch them later. If you're a pro member, you get access to our secret podcast, which is basically these meetings in podcast form. So you can listen to them on the go if you need to catch up, which makes it super accessible and easy. Because I know I consume podcasts while I'm driving or doing, you know, different tasks, folding laundry and doing dishes, that kind of thing. So yeah, so that's New Moon Intention Setting. That's on the 9th. You definitely want to be there. It's a way to connect with all other holistic interior designers that are both aspiring and currently in their own businesses. And then we've got an in-person meeting, which is happening on April 10th. This is our quarterly co-working event that happens once a quarter. And this is going to happen on April 10th at the new space that I just designed called the Bivouac Adventure Lodge. And this is a coffee shop. It's a general store. It's a giant cider tasting room. There's a speakeasy, and it's just a really beautiful space that I created with the intention of being able to hold space for all of us to do co-working. So we will be there from 9:30 to 12:30 in the morning. And we're doing this in conjunction with Locally Well San Diego, which is a group, a community here that I belong to that connects entrepreneurs in the wellness space. So we will be doing that with them, which is super fun and exciting. And you don't have to stay for the whole thing. You can just stop in and say hi and check in with everybody. Some people will use this as a social time to kind of reconnect with the other designers, checking in, see what everyone's up to, what's going on, what other people are doing. Just a great way to connect, network, and be in each other's space. This is not just for holistic interior designers, but it is open for other creatives. I invite artists, I invite other business owners, anyone that wants to kind of come together and be in our synergy or something very magical when we can all get together. So that's open to the public and everyone is welcome to join. And then ASID, the American Society of Interior Designers, and it's ASID. I just want to make sure that everybody knows the acronym. You say the letters out loud. It's not pronounced ASID, it's ASID. So just a little tidbit for you all out there to know. And in San Diego, we've got our industry partner expo. So it's the IP Expo, which is really fun. It's happening in Vista at a beautiful venue. And this is where the industry partners of ASID come together and you get to go out and meet with them. There's, you know, reps and people from each one of those sponsors there to connect with you, to network. It's just a really cool event. I definitely recommend going. You don't have to be an ASID member to attend. If you are an ASID member, you get in free. But if you are a non-member, you just pay admission to get into the expo. It's super fun. Do it every year. Highly recommend it. And I will be there. So you won't have to feel like you're alone coming in to that event. And then we have our mini workshop and group coaching that happens on April 26th. Right now it's at 9 a.m. unless we change the time. So be sure to check in on Instagram, check in on the portal for the Design Coven. If you're in the community as a community member, you'll just go to community events. There's a whole calendar there for you where you can RSVP. All the details are there. You can add it to your calendar. Super, super easy. If you're a pro member, you have access to the community event space and you also have access to the pro member community space. So make sure that you're checking out for that. I am also talking with other showrooms and people in our industry about doing more in-person events. Those will be paid events. So pro members will definitely have a discount. And then everyone is welcome to come and join those with an admission fee. So more of that is on its way, which is super fun and exciting. And then on the 26th, you know, it's group coaching. So that's the time to bring all of your questions. So if you're going through something, I would just start writing stuff down as you're in your business about what you want to learn about, because this is your opportunity to get some direct feedback from me to give you some insight without having to pay for a consultation fee. And then, of course, I am available for one-on-one consultations if you would like to get a seasoned interior designer to take a look at what you're looking at or what you're doing, taking a look at your floor plan, your pieces that you're sourcing, all of those business practices, like how do I bill? How do I invoice? How many hours should this be? All of those questions can be answered with me directly through a one-on-one appointment. And I'll put the link, the Calendly link for all of you there as well. And if you're a pro member, it's in the design portal too. Okay, so one thing I wanted to talk about today was just about the hiring process, what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is totally different from what anyone else is probably doing or very similar to. And I just wanted to give you some insight, some behind the scenes of how I'm approaching this. So if you are looking to hire, this could be some information that you might want to take with you and then just see, you know, what resonates, try some things out and go from there. And if you are listening to this and you're applying for my paid internship program or position, this will give you some behind the scenes of what I'm looking for. So the first thing, as far as hiring goes, I hired my first hire ever with my business is my accountant and bookkeeper. So I highly recommend as a new business owner to hire this person first, like first day out the gate, like have a bookkeeper, have an accountant that is on your team from the very beginning. They can help you set up your business. Mine helped me set up my S Corp account or filing my business as an S corporation. So you really want them on board from the beginning so that you're not playing catch up or you're getting yourself in a pickle later on where things aren't going well. So, you know, I am an interior designer. I'm a creative. I'm not an accountant and I don't like doing accounting. So definitely consider this a business expense or a startup fee right out the gate. And so I hired my accountant and bookkeeper. They balance and reconcile my bank accounts. They make sure that everything is synced up to QuickBooks and that everything looks good. They categorize everything for me. So when it's time to do taxes for my business, everything is all set up and ready to go. They are also great for me to just dial in, ask questions anytime I get stuck. They also file my sales taxes every year. Right now I'm doing it yearly. My previous business, we were doing it quarterly. So they do all of that for me. I don't have to worry about that. That's just an extra stress that I don't want to handle. And then since I'm an S Corp, I'm an employee of my business. So they handle my payroll. And I knew early on that I was going to hire people to be part of my business and I wanted them to handle all of that stuff. So that's why they're on board. And they're also just checking balances, checking everything for me, making sure that I'm, you know, got my stuff in order. Letting me know, you know, you need to have workers' compensation, like all the stuff that you need to know about having an employee, he's got it for me set up right away. So I definitely recommend having an accountant on board. And they're not an employee of mine. They're just a service that I pay for from their company. So they have their own accounting firm, their own business, and I'm just one of their customers. So it's not like they're an employee of mine. Although that's something that you can do if you wanted to, you know, set up for your business. But I just purchased their services, so they're not any of my employees. My second hire was my administrative assistant. And I was really intentional about hiring somebody that did not want to be an interior designer. I'll repeat, I did not hire somebody that wanted to be an interior designer to be my administrative assistant. Personally, I did not want to mentor or train a designer for this position. I wanted somebody that could come in this position at the level of myself or higher, hopefully higher, that knew systems, that knows a bit of accounting, that knows invoicing, purchase orders, all of those things that might have run another business in the past. Didn't have to be an interior design business. Just had to be somebody that knew how to take charge. I did not want to mentor another designer. So my administrative assistant does all the invoicing. They do my requests for bids. They place orders. They do follow-ups. They file the claims. They schedule deliveries. They set up trade accounts. They do all the business stuff that I don't want to do because I'm focusing on interior design. So that's where I noticed that I was bottlenecking. I was delaying on things. My admin can come in and execute, get things done. And it's also great because they do all the billing. They chase the money. They help me avoid uncomfortable interactions with a client who isn't paying, or it's just very clean. So I'm not emotionally attached to that process. So it's been fantastic, lovely, and I couldn't recommend doing that any higher than I do. And my administrative assistant, initially what I wanted was somebody to be with me on Mondays and then work remotely throughout the week. And I was thinking it was going to be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday situation. And then very early on, we realized that we did not need to be together. She was extremely quick on learning the program. I use the House invoicing program. She learned it so fast. I was impressed, which was so fantastic. I thought that was going to be a long drawn out process, but she caught on the first day. So that was extremely rewarding and just a, you know, happy stance that happened. I was super excited. And now they work from home. They have two boys as well as myself. I have two boys and I'm extremely flexible with them. So they are able to take days off when they want. They are able to make care appointments during the middle of the day. They can pick up their kids. They, you know, have sick days. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. I'm extremely flexible with them. So I trust them 100%. And so now what's happening is they're pretty much on board Monday through Friday throughout the entire day, which has been really fantastic because they will come in the morning, do some things, go to the gym, come back, follow up on things. It's just been really wonderful. I don't have to babysit or watch out for them. They just kind of handle their business, handle my business, and it's fantastic. And then while I was hiring, so that's an employee. So my first actual employee. And then I also have Heather, who is my 3D renderer and drafter. So this person is my AutoCAD artist, and they are a 1099 subcontractor. So they are not on my payroll. They are just being hired as needed. So when I get a project where I need 3D rendering or floor plans or elevations, I hire them per project on a per project basis. Super, super easy. And my accountant files the 1099 or the W-9, sends them a 1099 at the end of the year. It's all pretty packaged and ready to go. So I also would recommend having somebody do your drawings, especially if you're not officially trained or have experience in that. You can hire that out. And I'm the sort of puppet master where I'm like sitting with them at the very beginning. I'll tell them what's the project. I'll show them my drawings. I'll show them my elevations, like my dimensions. And then I have them draw it up. And then I come back and be like, okay, change this, change that, move this here. And a lot of times I can do that in a text. So I can like print out the drawings and I'll redline them. So I take a red pen and I write all over the drawings. And then I just take a picture and I send it back and then they fix it. And then they send me the picture back and I go, yes, that looks great. Or no, that needs to get moved over or that needs to be smaller. So we go back and forth in that way. And then they upload the approved drawings in the Google Drive, which my administrative assistant has access to, I have access to, and then they will upload it into the House system. So now the client has access to those drawings. So it's all organized and put together. And then I forgot to mention that the administrative assistant is also coming up with the processes and procedures. So they're perfecting my process and trying to streamline it and make it more proficient as we go along. So now I am working on my fourth person on the team, and that is a paint intern. So originally I was debating whether or not I get a design assistant or if I do an intern. The benefits, of course, so what I was thinking with an intern is, oh, you know, they could be unpaid. I can try them out. You know, we'll see if it works, all these sorts of things. If I have a design assistant, I have to pay them. I don't know if it's going to work out. So I was kind of debating, like, what's the thing that I need right now? And I came up with the idea of a hybrid. So this is a paid intern. I really want to make sure that the internship feels like they're being valued. And by paying them, I feel like they will get that impression because I truly, truly do value anyone that comes on my team. If you're on my team, you're on my team. Like, we are a unit. I will teach you everything that I know. And part of that internship is what I'm looking for is for somebody that really wants to be part of Tiger Vale for the long haul. I don't want an intern to come in and just be here for a few months and then kind of skip town and I don't see them again. If you look at my values, relationships is a really, really strong value. And so I'm trying to cultivate a beautiful relationship with this intern so that we can have a long-lasting relationship. And the idea here is that we're going to have an internship for 90 days just to make sure that we're a good fit. It feels right. They are acclimating to myself, to my assistant, and everything is just jivey and beautiful and wonderful. And if it's not, that's that 90-day sort of temporary period where then we can be like, okay, we should probably go our separate ways or, I want to discover some other things. So it's a 90-day paid internship, and I really want them to just be in my space. It's all in person for the most part. There might be a little bit remote, but I really want them to be my apprentice. So I want them to just absorb. I want them to shadow me. I want them to soak in my process, soak in my style, soak in my taste. So for the first part, it's really just being with me at all the meetings, learning through osmosis, so to speak, someone to take notes, and then to discuss each one of those meetings afterwards. So it's a really unique opportunity for someone to get real behind the scenes insight on what I do as an interior designer. And then I want to take them to all my showrooms. I want to introduce them to all my resources, all my vendors, get them to connect with the intern as part of my team. I'm going to have them pull inspo photos on new projects. I really want them to just be immersed so that they're partaking, they're being part of the process. They feel like they are part of a team because they truly are. I don't want the intern to feel like they're outside of the Tiger Vale team, like we're all together. So it's really, really important for me to have somebody that really cares about all of this. Now, with the internship, it would be fantastic if you know AutoCAD, 3D rendering programs like SketchUp, because eventually as we grow and you do become a design assistant, I want you to be able to take on some of that role to have somebody in-house, because right now I have that outsourced. It'd be great to have that in-house where I can just call upon you to help with some of those drawings right away. And then you'll also be assisting with the marketing staff of interior design, helping me with, social media for Tiger Vale and for the Design Coven. And you will receive a free pro membership while you're with me for the Design Coven. And I might have you help me with, setting up some of those meetings or coming up with ideas for workshops, getting your insight on what you want to learn, because Design Coven is for people just like you as a new aspiring interior designer. So I just really, really wanted to put that out there. I'm looking for someone that's super creative. I'm looking for a self-starter. I'm looking for someone, again, that's a team player that wants to be part of this in the long run. I'm not looking for somebody that, again, wants to just be here and then skip town. I really, really want to cultivate a relationship with you. And if you've got really cool resources or you come from a different background, like I'm so open to anyone that's coming in as part of our team. So definitely hit me up. I'll put the form for the internship in the show notes. But again, you need to be able to work in person in Encinitas, California. So I'm not doing a virtual internship at the moment. This is an in-person position. And then, the idea is that you'll become my design assistant, then a junior designer, interior designer, and I eventually want to have senior designers on the Tiger Vale design team, because I really want to focus on what I do best, which is being the visionary of Tiger Vale, really knowing where this is going, being that creative director, being the principal designer, just looking over everything. I'm hoping, in the future, I'm going to have designers working with me, so they'll have their own projects that I kind of just oversee. But I love giving authority and responsibility to the people that I work with and letting them you know, kind of keep track of their own things and being their own person and how they want to lead their position, kind of like what I'm doing with my assistant right now. She has so much freedom in what she's doing. So I want to be able to give that to everybody that works with me for sure, because that's such an important personal value that I have, is the value of freedom. So eventually, you know, if we have designers that want to work at night and they want to design at night, of course we need to meet with our clients during the day, but there is no reason why they can't, you know, source at night or do their mood boards or whatever, whenever it feels good for them. So I'm really open to that sort of working relationship. And then of course I'll be focused on securing new projects and being the podcast host here, being a podcast host of my other interior design podcast, which is the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast, which is made for my potential clients, my ideal clients in the hospitality space. And then I also want to do more speaking events. So that's where my focus is going in the long run. I'm doing all those things now, but I would love to focus in on those particulars. And then one thing that you might want to just make sure that you're aware of when you are hiring, know what your strengths are, know what you like doing, and you're going to be focusing on that. And then you're going to outsource or you're going to hire for all the things that you don't like to do. So my strengths in particular is I'm really good at coming up with ideas. I'm super great at networking. I love securing partnerships. I love creating events. You know, my taste and style, it has a certain preference, and I really want to hone in on that, and that is my thing. I know the process. Like, I have the knowledge on how things work. I'm really good at creating inspiration and diving into creativity. The things that I'm not good at and that I want to outsource, of course, are my drawings. I don't like doing them. Even though I can do AutoCAD, it's not my favorite thing. I'm not strong at follow-up. Follow-up is really, really hard for me. I kind of create all these things and these ideas, and then it's hard for me to like come back. So I need someone to do follow-up. I need someone to do time management for me. I'm not great at that. I like doing sourcing, but I would love for someone to pre-source, to pre-shop, knowing my particular taste, knowing the vendors that I use, and then kind of filtering through that. And setting up appointments and that kind of thing. Again, the follow-up stuff, I'm just in project management of things I don't really like doing. So those are the things that I'm going to have people help me do. And there are people that love doing those things, like my assistant. So I'm super, super lucky to have her. Just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of behind the scenes of what I'm doing, what my brain is thinking about as I grow my business. And I'd love to know what you guys are doing. If you're hiring, if you're thinking about hiring, if you have questions about hiring, we could definitely dive into that at our virtual meetings, both the new moon intention setting and the group coaching. So hit me up if you have any questions. I'd love to connect with you all. And I hope you join our community. If you're not already in there, come join us. You don't need a degree. You just need to have interest in holistic interior design. And you could be anywhere in the world to join us. So come join us at designkevin.com. You are also welcome to be there with us. And I can't wait to meet you. You've been listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. If it's one that you have been enjoying, please share with anyone else that you think can benefit from this knowledge. And leave us a 5-star review that helps us get seen and found by other new and aspiring interior designers. And if you're looking for mentorship, I invite you to join our club here at the Design Coven. It's a bridge between school and real life interior design. We get in much deeper there. We have virtual and in-person events. So everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a design degree to be part of it. Just an interest in holistic interior design. I also want to thank our editor, Marcy Ferry, and lastly, Kinseth Thibodeau, who is our music composer. Until next time, be well, and we will see each other soon.